This little passage from the book of Samuel is one of my favorites. It is the connection that we see what David does before the ark of God in the same way we see John the Baptist dancing with abandonment in the womb of Elizabeth before Mary, the fulfillment of the ark, carrying within her womb Jesus. We see how it is supposed to be when God enters into our life, when he expresses his desire to enter deeply within, to be in relationship with us. It is to be a moment of great joy. It is interesting today, we see the ark coming into the city of David. It is much more than simply a change of location. It is about relationship between God and David, about God and David's household. The promise that God makes to David is that an heir will arise from his household, whose kingdom will never end. Clearly, this is only fulfilled in Jesus. The expression of God's desire that David's household, his family, and God's family would become one. My brothers and sisters, this desire for communion, this desire for intimacy, this desire for connection is inherent to us as human beings. And we struggle often in living out our life to find authentic intimacy, authentic connection, even in the church. I say that as if it should be surprising. Even in the church, people struggle to find real connection. Why? Because they misunderstand what it is that makes them church. Being Catholic, entering into the church, is not just because your parents were Catholic. Not just because you come to this place and you put your name on the register. You do all of the things, all the classes you're supposed to do, and check, 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 check. Wow, congratulations, you're part of the family. What really makes us one, we see in the gospel today. Jesus is not speaking in disparage about his family. He is speaking about the new family that will be formed by his life and his death and his resurrection. A family that will be formed when the will of his Father is revealed, when truth is spoken and the power of the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the church to help us to do God's will in our life. It will form a new family, and you will all be brothers and sisters to each other, not because of marriage, not because of contracts, but because of what Jesus has done. If we want and desire to see this fulfilled in the church, then we all must dive deeply into what Jesus offers to us. Redemption, forgiveness of sins, baptism in the Holy Spirit. We must dive and enter deeply into what he offers, because then, my brothers and sisters, the relationship, the bond that is formed is drawn and it is completed in Jesus Christ. He becomes not just an idea, but becomes the very source of our unity. And I think it goes without saying, but I don't know how often we actually think about this. The bonds of our unity in Jesus Christ, because they are in him and he can no longer die, are bonds that go and pass through death. Jesus dies no more. And so our bond, our communion, our redemption, our unity in him is stronger than death. Kind of, we hear the echo in the background. What can separate us from the love of God? And Paul goes through a litany of all of the things that challenge us, that we face to face, confronting in our daily life, sickness, death, disease, hardship, struggle. And yet Paul confidently says, "In none of these can I be separated from the love of God." We conquer overwhelmingly because of who Jesus is. We are brothers and sisters because of Jesus. Press in, push in, enter deeply in, and you will begin to experience a depth of communion and intimacy, of friendship and of love, in a way that you have never even hoped for. And there will be bonds of friendship and love that are even stronger than death. This is one of the incredible gifts that God gives to us in His Son. Amen.